Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we're going to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, if you've paid any tax in the last 4 years or so, there's a very high probability that you are due some tax back. And that's where our friends at irishtaxrebates.ie come in. They will do all the donkey work for you. So you visit their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. You fill out their application form. It takes an average of about 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. And based on a study that they did, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092, which is not to be sneezed at all. You could get money in your bank account within the next couple of weeks. And as I said, you let irishtaxrebates.ie do all of the donkey work for you. They have a very reasonable charge, and it's a no-win, no-fee sort of setup, because if you don't get a tax rebate, they don't charge you. But if you do, they charge you just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you manage to claim €1,000 back, they will charge you €100 plus 23% VAT, which is €23, they'll charge you €123. Now, be very careful, because there are some dodgy companies out there that are charging an awful lot more, 30, even 40% in one example that we found recently. So just visit the website irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, a number of our listeners have been very successful and are very happy, like Carmel.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely check sitting there for me for €780. So that is the update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. That was Carmel. Well done, Carmel. Delighted for you. You too could get tax back. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie to find out more. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, here is an honest question. I want you to answer it honestly. If you were in a serious relationship with someone and discovered that they couldn't have children due to medical reasons, and you really, really wanted to have children, would you consider ending the relationship? Well, nearly 60% of people have admitted in an online relationship website survey that they would break up with someone who medically couldn't have children. Now, according to the survey, the vast majority of people who would not stay in a relationship with someone, male or female, if they could not provide children. I want you to have a listen to just some of the comments. And I know already this is triggering for an awful lot of you, but have a listen to some of the comments linked to this survey. And by the way, I want you to send me an answer to a question in a moment on WhatsApp, 085 825 2626. But just have a listen to some of the comments. From a woman's standpoint, I would not continue dating a man who couldn't medically have kids, as I really want kids in the future. And that was from Angelina. Murph wrote, "This type of medical problem would be a deal breaker for me. I'd be gone. I really want kids, my own kids." Jay wrote, "I recently found out that I was infertile and could not have children. I left my girlfriend that I'd been with for over 8 years as I felt it was unfair on her, as she really wanted kids." And that's from a guy called Jay. Sean wrote, "Why would I marry someone who can't reproduce and live my life without the child I always wanted? That's not selfish. It's reality, says Sean. And finally, "I don't particularly want kids. but I do still want the option for it to happen, so I wouldn't get serious with the man who couldn't do that for me. Adoption? No thanks. Some of us want our own genetic children, says Jess. Bit of an insult, Jess, to anybody who is adopted and listening to this podcast right now. But anyhow, I want to find out from you, what do you make of these comments? I want you to answer this question. I want you to send me a yes or no to 085-825-2626. Would you end a relationship if you found out that the person you were with could not have children biologically? Send me a yes or no to 085-825-2626. Are these people, the likes of Jess and Sean and Jay that I read out their comments a moment ago, are these people to be praised for their honesty? Or are they a bunch of shallow, insensitive idiots? You can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Sarah, I'll be with you in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, Sarah, 60% of people would break up with their other half if that person couldn't provide them with children. Isn't that just horrible?
I'm stuck in the middle, kind of, to be honest with you. Like, when you first rang, I said, yeah. And then now I'm kind of thinking no, because there is other ways. There's IVF, there's, like, sperm donors. There's loads of things, like, there's other things to go around. So I don't know, to be honest with you.
Now, 60%, according to this survey, 60% of people have admitted that they would break up with somebody who couldn't have children.
I would break up with them if they chose not to have kids and just wasn't bothered by it. I would. I'd be gone straight away. But if they couldn't, like medically couldn't have them, but were open to the idea of other things, then I wouldn't leave them. But, I mean, if it's a case of they're just not bothered, then you'd have to go.
Okay, now that is slightly different. Somebody who just says, no, I'm not arsed having kids. I don't want children.
Somebody, like, say you had a man that couldn't have kids but wasn't open to the idea of, you know, like sperm donation or, like, anything else, like if he were IVF or anything like that. Like, that'd be different. Then you'd have to leave because you wouldn't be open to the idea of doing anything else, like, to help it.
Okay, so when it comes to this 60% of people who admitted that they would break up with someone who medically couldn't have children, do you think that's mean and selfish, or can you understand that?
I can understand it to an extent, but I suppose it depends on how much you love the person there with. I mean, if you're able to leave them, like, just over something like that, then... Yeah, I mean, you don't love them enough as well. Like, it kind of depends. Like, maybe the other person would be better off without you if you're going to think like that.
Okay, well, according to a survey that we were reading today, 60% of people have admitted in an online relationship website that they would break up with someone who medically couldn't have children. And we're trying to find out, do you think that these people should be praised for their honesty, or are they a bunch of shallow, insensitive idiots? Because the bottom line is, a lot of people, obviously, it's one thing that we strive for. We want to have kids. Well, not everybody, but a lot of us do. And if you got into a serious relationship with somebody and you found out subsequently that for whatever, and there are a myriad of different medical reasons as to why people can't have children, if you subsequently found out that that person wasn't ever going to be able to provide you with a child, be that a man or a woman, would you finish that relationship? Clive, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Clive?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you, Clive. Now, you actually did end... A relationship or a marriage over this?
An engagement, Adrian. I'll tell you where I stand. My viewpoint on this is very clear. I was engaged to a lady several years back, and she ticked all the boxes. She was beautiful. She had a good brain. You know, she ticked all the boxes, all the things I look for in a woman. But it transpired during our engagement that she couldn't have children. So we tried the usual route of the IVF treatment. I spent quite a lot of money, actually, on the IVF, the whole thing. That didn't work out. And we were then left with the adoption route, and that wasn't for me, because I wanted to have my own, as that person said in your text, I wanted to have my own genetic children. So I had no hesitation in ending the relationship, none.
You had no hesitation in ending the relationship? You just finished it?
Adrian, in my life, right, I have a very good job. I won't get into what I do, but I make a very good living. I have a nice car. I like the nice things in life, right? Now, I've since gotten married to somebody else, and I now have two sons. So, and that's all very agreeable. But this lady, despite ticking all the boxes, couldn't supply me with an heir. Every man wants an heir, and preferably they want
to have a child. Really? That's how you looked at your relationship. That's a bit cold, is it not? She couldn't provide me with an heir, really?
Well, I don't consider it to be cold. I'm just being logical about the whole thing. I'm being honest. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. In my personal life, in my professional life, I wouldn't settle for a second best. I won't do so in my personal life. Why would I?
Okay, so you didn't end a marriage, but you ended an engagement. So you never got married to this woman because she wasn't going to be able to provide you with a child.
Well, every man, if he's being perfect, hand on heart, every man wants to have a son who looks like him and who will follow in his footsteps and will also be his heir, you know, quite simply an heir. And she couldn't supply me with that. So, I mean, she was of no, it couldn't, the relationship couldn't go any further. So
Did you tell her why you were ending your relationship, or did you just finish it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very clear about things.
And how did that end? Did it end nicely, or was she upset, or did she understand?
She was terribly upset. I mean, I presume she got over it. I haven't seen her since. I mean, I've since gotten married. It's in the past for me. So I don't give it any thought whatsoever. But I mean,
okay. So for you, a relationship part of the deal of getting into a lasting relationship is somebody that can provide you with children.
Well, absolutely, and preferably, if a man is being honest, they want to have a son who looks like him and he'll follow in his footsteps. That's what every man wants. So she couldn't supply me with that. So I had no hesitation in leaving, walking away from that situation. I mean, why should I hang around in something which is going to make me unhappy?
Because there are many other things that you can do. You could have adopted a child.
That wasn't for me, Adrian. That wasn't for me. I wanted to have my own, you know, my own flesh and blood. That's the way I am. And I wanted to have.
As somebody just texted in, who the hell does this guy think he is? Henry VIII looking for an heir? Like, who even talks like that today?
Well, I mean, look, I'm just being, I'm a bluntly honest person. I don't care, you know, what the person is saying to you there via text, whatever. But my viewpoint is very clear on this. If a lady cannot provide her man with a son, or, you know, in some cases a daughter, but preferably a son, I mean, she's going to have slim pickings. That's the reality of the situation. These ladies are going to have very slim pickings.
So you don't know if this lady ended up married to somebody else, or you haven't seen her since?
I haven't seen her since. I got on with my life. I said, I've since gotten married. I'm very happy. And we have two sons, and they really are, you know, the apple of my eye. And this woman could not supply this to me. So, I mean, I had no hesitation in saying that.
So this woman to you was basically an incubator?
Oh, come on, I wouldn't. That's very severe. I wouldn't say that. But she. I mean, as I say, I wouldn't settle for a second best in my professional life, and I won't do so in my personal life. Why would I? I want the very best. And she couldn't. I mean, I said she ticked all the boxes physically, mentally. She's very smart. She was very personable. You brought her to, you know, if I brought her to a function, whatever, it was all very nice. But she hadn't told me at that point that she had a problem conceiving children. And so I thought she was quite dishonest, to be quite honest with you. She really should have told me that from the word go.
Well, when you met her for the first time, I'm so-and-so, I can't have children.
Well, we were engaged, Adrian, for nearly 3 years. So, I mean, she had plenty of opportunity to tell me. But
so, how long were you together before you discovered that she couldn't have children?
It must have been around the two-year mark, at around 2 years when I discussed it.
And had she always known?
Yeah, well, she'd always known. Yes. So I found that she was quite dishonest in the whole scenario. She failed to tell me that, and she knew quite well how I felt about these things, you know.
All right, so, do me a favor, Clive. Stay there for 1 second. I want to hear from other people about this and find out whether or not you would end a relationship, or have you ever ended a relationship or a marriage or whatever, because the person that you're with, be it a man or a woman, couldn't have children. Because for a lot of us, it is the be-all and end-all. We all want children. Ideally, we all want our own children, our own biological children. For some people, it doesn't work out, and they do go and adopt and whatever. But for others, they want their own kids, and if you can't provide the kids for them, they're gone. Bob, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Bob?
Not too bad in yourself, sir. How are you?
Grand thanks, Bob. Would you end a relationship if the person you were with couldn't have children?
Absolutely not. I mean, suppose you're going out with a girl, whatever, for many years, and she can have kids. You get married and she can have kids. And she has her first child, and God forbid the child dies, and they have to remove everything out of the woman, tubes, the works, and she can't have any more kids. Do you leave her or do you stay with her?
Well, that's a very good question. I've known of people who have ended relationships exactly like Clive because that person is not going to be able to have kids with them.
Well, but I'm just I'm saying if you are married and she can't have kids, she gets pregnant and the first child is happy day, she's 9 months gone and she loses the child and she can't have any more, do you leave your wife or what do? I mean, it's people that have loads of money think this way, think about their lions and their, who do I leave this to and that to. And Clive is one of them, I presume, because, I mean, he sounds very well educated. He sounds very well, I mean, he is obviously sounds, you know, well educated. So he is thinking of himself and only himself, nobody else, him and him only.
Well, there you are, Clive. You're just being, you're the utmost in selfishness.
Well, if I come across as selfish, Adrian, so be it. I mean, I'm not going to, I'm a bluntly honest person in my life, and I'm not going to beat around the bush and say and try and make people feel better. What I wanted in my life, I wasn't getting with this woman, so I said I had no hesitation in finishing that relationship, none. And I got what I wanted in the end from somebody else. Do you understand?
Well, Clive, can I just ask you, I said, if your wife became pregnant on the first child and God forbid she lost her child, would you actually end the marriage and go off?
Well, listen, that's a hypothetical situation. I really can't.
No, it's not a hypothetical.
That didn't happen to me. All I'm saying is getting down to the brass tacks here, right?
Yeah.
This lady in question could not supply me with what I wanted, so I had to get out of that relationship.
Yeah, I understand.
Simple as that. It's as simple as that.
Some would argue, Bob, that he did the decent thing. He got out of the relationship before they got married.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough because he knew she couldn't have kids. But I mean, if they genuinely got married and he didn't know...
No, but he's saying that's hypothetical. That's not what happened to him. He wasn't even married to her.
It does happen all the time, like.
Some people would argue, Clive, that lady had a lucky escape.
Well, I mean, as I say, Adrian, I wish her luck. I hope she went on to have a nice life. I don't really care what happened to her, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I got what I wanted from my current partner. You understand? I had certain things I wanted from my life, and she couldn't supply me with those things. So it was a big thing for me to have a son, a big, big thing.
All right, Clive, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast. Send me a yes or no to 0858252626. With the answer to this question, would you end a relationship if you found out the person you were dating could not have children? Just send yes or no to 0858252626. Now, Dave, you were in a similar position, were you?
I was in a relationship with a woman 3 years we were together. From day one, I knew she couldn't have children.
Okay.
But from day one, it was so perfect between us that I stayed with her. Now, we split up for completely different reasons, completely nothing to do with children. You know, there are other routes. I mean, that guy Clive is sitting there saying that, or maybe he's standing, I don't know, saying all men want children and it's the be-all and end-all. No, you know, I think if you're with the right person, that's the most important thing. And they say, before someone says all women want children, I have a female friend who didn't want children. She only had them because it was make or break with her boyfriend.
Mm.
And to this day, things are difficult because she's got children and she clearly doesn't want them. And, you know, that's damaging for the child as well. I think being with the right person is more important. You know, I honestly do.
Clive, did you love this girl?
Well, at the time, Adrian, yes, yeah, we were in love. If you want to class it as love, you know, yes, we were. I mean, I was happy to spend the rest of my life with this woman. She was clever. She was smart. She was beautiful. But, I mean, as I say, she couldn't supply me with a huge factor that I wanted from my life. She couldn't supply that. So, I mean, it couldn't go anywhere. So it was time to walk away.
Is that the ultimate in heartlessness? It couldn't go anywhere?
I think so. I mean, you know, obviously, I wasn't privy to the conversations they had, but the way he's talking made it sound like as soon as she couldn't do that, bang, you're gone, you're tossed aside, you know?
I no, mean, but he did say that you did go down the IVF route for a while, Clive, and that just didn't work out.
Yeah, Adrian, I spent around €10,000 on the whole thing. I mean, I'm not completely heartless, but I mean, what I'm saying is, I have certain things I want for my life, and I won't settle for second best. That's the way it is.
So right. a woman to you is an incubator, and your current wife passed the test.
You keep harping on about that phrase, Adrian. No, I don't. Of course, women are, they're human beings. I'm not for a second saying that she's an incubator. But I do. I mean, as I say, I don't want the things I want for my life. I'm very clear. You know, in my professional life, I want certain things. I also want the same things in my personal life. I won't settle for second best.
I mean, there's things I want in my life, you know. I work in the arts. I want to be a recording artist. I'm nearly 40. It's not happening for me. I mean, you know, but I'm not going to just cast away my dream.
Well, I mean, that's a different day's work altogether. I'm talking about my personal life and having sons.
Dave, is it unreasonable? Is it unreasonable for somebody like this guy to say, if you can't have children with me, then it's a deal breaker? Is that so terribly unreasonable?
Well, one thing I will say in support of Clive is she didn't tell him till 2 years in.
Yes.
Now, I knew from day one, from the very first date, you know, so I sympathise with you on that level. But did you ever think how difficult it must have been for her to tell you? You're engaged, so she's obviously in love with you, and she thinks, I've got to tell him one day. Must have been very hard for her.
It must have been very difficult for her. All right, stay there for 1 second. Now, Jeremy's here with some of the reaction that's coming in.
Christopher has been on to us. Can't believe the attitude of Clive. Whatever happened to the expression, we're all God's children?
I don't really know what that expression means in this context, but come on anyway.
I have no idea either. Ask Clive how he would feel if his two sons were firing blanks later in life. That's not a nice expression to use for that. And you ask him if you want to. I'm a 29-year-old woman, and yes, I would love my own children, and I'm with a guy who wants children too. I've spoken to him about the possibility of not having children, as I do have problems with my insides, but we both said it wouldn't make a difference as we both care for each other too much. That may be well and good to that woman, but when it actually comes down to it, you may find he'll have a different attitude. I mean, he's probably saying now, I don't mind if you can't have kids. I mean, I can't believe the grief that this fella Clive is getting.
Bearing in mind this survey, that 60% have admitted that they'd break a relationship if that person couldn't have children with them.
It's not politically correct to say that you wouldn't stay with someone. In the same way, it's not politically correct to say, and a lot of you listening are hypocrites, because it's not politically correct to say you wouldn't date someone in a wheelchair. Is it? Who would say that on the radio?
No, they wouldn't say it on the radio, no.
Yes, how many of you have ever dated someone in a wheelchair? Mm. None of you, because you're hypocrites. That lady had a complete and lucky escape from Clive. I think he sounds like, bar being a bit chauvinistic, he sounds like a decent, well-educated fella, does he not?
Who wanted children.
And what was the story with adoption?
You just weren't interested in that, Clive. She weren't.
No, it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me, Adrian. I was willing to go down the IVF route, but that's as far as I was going to go with the whole situation.
Clive, can I ask you, what's wrong with adoption?
Well, it's not for me. I wanted my own flesh and blood. That just wasn't for me.
But a child that you adopt is your own flesh and blood.
Well, listen. You can. Maybe that's your viewpoint, but that's not how I see it.
So, hang on. You could not love a child that you adopted.
Listen, don't put words in my mouth. I'm telling you quite clearly that I wanted my own flesh and blood.
But hang on, a child you adopt is your own.
Biologically, the child
isn't. That's a horrible thing to suggest.
No, well, biologically, it isn't your child.
Well, you just insulted everybody that's adopted.
No.
So hang on, anybody that has a child that's adopted,
biologically,
it's not.
The child isn't yours.
No, biologically, me arse.
He wanted a child that looked like him. That's what he said earlier on.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Huge reaction to what we're talking about, and that is whether or not you would stay in a relationship if you found out that the person you were with could not have children. Would that be a deal breaker for you? Now, Laura, you have a bit of sympathy for Clive, have you?
If that's what he wants our life and he wants to have children, that's a big thing for people. You know, if that didn't happen for him, then, you know, why should he stay with someone? He would end up not being happy. They would end up miserable. That's that's a big thing for him. That's a deal breaker for him.
Okay, and it was a deal breaker. He finished the relationship. In fairness, he finished the relationship before they got married. Which is better than dumping her after they get married.
Because, I mean, they would have got married.
Yet an awful lot of people are on saying that he's a pig, that he's disgusting, he's so shallow, he's so vain, he's so just horrible.
I know they are. I think maybe it's the way he comes across as well. It's maybe a little bit unsympathetic, but I just think if you strip all that away, at the end of the day, that's what he wanted. So, you know, why should he settle for not having it?
Well, there you go, Louise. I mean, for him, it was a deal breaker for his relationship. At least he finished the relationship before they got married. But you think he's an absolute pig?
Yeah, well, I had 12 miscarriages in the topic pregnancy. It wasn't my fault I didn't have kids, you know. I just think my partner has stayed in sperm, but it'd be a joke.
Sorry, say that again?
I had 12 miscarriages.
Yes, no, I got all that.
But I reckon my husband is my husband's fault because he has date and sperm, but that's a joke. That's a joke.
Right.
But no, I'm over the fact that I can't have kids. You know what I mean?
And is he over it?
I'd say he is, yeah.
Now, one of the differences, though, here, Louise, is that you didn't realise the difficulties of having children until you actually tried.
I think a lot of people don't feel that. I don't think a lot of young people just think it's easy to have.
Yes,
kids.
Of course they do, and it's not as easy as people think it is.
No, and it's.
My point is, Louise, though, that you only realised that having kids was going to be a difficulty after you started to try. This girl that Clive was with knew all along that she couldn't have children.
Yeah, but I mean that's her thing. I mean, like it's a very emotional roller coaster at anyone, especially for a woman. I think.
But Clive, you're one of your big things, and one of the reasons you ended the relationship, you said, is because she didn't tell you from the get-go.
Yeah, Adrian, I found her to be quite deceitful. I mean, from my point of view, she had a good thing going on, you know, because I say I have a very good job, I have a nice lifestyle, and obviously she was looking for that. But without telling me the crucial information about her being, you know, being barren. I mean, so sorry.
Just the way he calls it barren. I tell everyone my name is Karen, barren Karen.
Well, sorry. I mean, it's just a phrase. It's just a phrase. I don't know what your situation
is. It's not a very flattering phrase. Now, well, I have to say, Clive, it's quite a disgusting phrase, actually.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
this is
what happened. This is what happened. I mean, these things happen. So I'm a very honest person. If that comes across as brutal or honest or cold, I don't really make any apologies for that, Adrian. I'm an honest person, and I found her to be dishonest, you know, even though she's my fiance, and at the time I loved her, she definitely was onto a good thing, you know.
You say you loved her, there are many will say you can't have loved her that much, or you wouldn't have dumped her because of this one issue.
Well, as that lady just said a few moments ago, you know, to me it was a huge issue, you know. Every man wants to have a son. Every man wants a son who looks like him and who will follow in his footsteps. Every man wants that. And anyone who say they don't want that are denying it or are just talking, they're lying. Because, I mean...
And Laura, you get this. You understand where he's coming from.
I do, in a sense. I mean, I do think, like, some of it does sound a little bit harsh, but it's a black and white if it is. That's what he wants, though, a life. He wants his children. You know, she should have been up front. She should have told him from day one, and she wouldn't have let herself get into a 2-year relationship then. People have things set out in their life and what they want to do, and, you know, Clive sounds like a man that knows what he wants. And
let me ask you, Clive, and somebody just texted in to ask me to ask you this. Eddie asked me to ask you, what if the tables were turned and you couldn't produce children?
That's a very interesting question, Adrian. I mean, as I say, well, I would deal with that because I'm a very logical person. I would deal with that, you know. But I mean, that isn't the case. I'm a perfectly healthy man, so that isn't the case. So again, I can't really answer that question.
All right, stay there for a second, Clive. Let me go to Agatha. You're on Opinions Matter, Agatha, and also have a degree of understanding for Clive's position. Would you stay in a relationship if the person you were with couldn't have children?
Well, I'm agreeing with him to the point where he's a very honest person, and I know he's coming across as maybe being a bit of a baddie or anything like that, but he's not really. I think he's just being honest. He knows what he wants, you know? and he seems like a guy who goes out and get it. And unfortunately, it just happened where he was in a relationship where the girl couldn't have kids, you know? And like he said, it's a deal breaker to him.
I'd rather have someone who was that honest.
Yeah, I'd rather have someone like that. Look at the other guy that rang in and said about his friend, the woman who had kids, because it was a deal breaker to her relationship.
That's right.
And she had kids and she didn't actually want them, you know? I just feel like people should just, I mean, like most things, you in a relationship, maybe you married, you both want kids. That's where I think adoption comes in, you know, because both the parties want kids. They can't produce their own kids, so they go on to IVF.
But for Clive, adoption wasn't an option because he wanted his own biological children.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying, you went and found someone. Which you now have, Clive.
Yeah, as I said, I've since gotten married since that broken engagement. I'm married with two sons, and as I said, they are the apple of my eye, you know. And I wouldn't change them for anything in the world. But yeah, so I got what I wanted in the end. Yeah, I got my sons in the end, and I got my relationship that I wanted. Yeah.
Okay, Eva is very annoyed with Clive. Get that pompous fool off the radio. What if his fiance had ovarian cancer and couldn't have children because of that issue, which is completely out of her control? Would he dump her over that?
But sure, it's completely out of her control that she can't have children in the first place.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? The whole, regardless of what her circumstances are, it's completely out of her control that she can't have kids anyway.
Ava, I'd imagine the answer is yes, he would dump her. Claire says, I feel sorry for his wife. He is actually talking about his wife like she's a baby-making machine, which I think is completely wrong. Another Claire says, if he truly loved the girl he was engaged to, he would have wanted a child with her, be it biological or not. Did you love your fiancé at the time?
He says he did, yeah. He said earlier on that he did.
But it's this whole biological thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maria says, will you ask Henry VIII on the line, what would he have done if he had got daughters and not sons?
That's a question I was going to ask you earlier on, Clive. You're very proud of your sons. You're delighted.
Yeah.
What if they had been two girls?
Well, Adrian, as I said, again, it's all hypothetical. It didn't happen. But, I mean, my preference was to have sons. My preference was to have at least one son. That was my preference.
That's everybody's preference, I think.
Well, if a daughter came now, I'd be very happy to have a daughter because I have my sons. But, you know, my preference would be to have a son first.
Okay.
That's true. And, I mean, and that's something we should talk about another day, how people get upset when a prospective parent says that they prefer a boy over a girl. Is that not a natural thing to say?
No, is it?
Yes, it is. Most parents-to-be, they'll secretly say this, they wouldn't say it in public, but would prefer most men, yeah, whose wives are pregnant at the moment, yeah, I can guarantee you are hoping that it's a boy.
I totally disagree with you. Because I actually thought my first child was going to be a girl. He turned out to be a boy, but I was expecting and
no, you're playing the politically correct bandwagon as you normally do,
no,
Kennedy.
Most
men listening now, yes?
Yeah.
Who are either trying for a baby or whose wives are pregnant or girlfriends are pregnant, they want a boy. It's that simple mathematics.
Does that make you a bad person? I don't agree with you.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
This is the Opinions Matter podcast. Would you stay with somebody who couldn't have children? That's the question. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
The word for him is a pompous fool. You know, he claims he loved that poor girl. He never did. If he could just drop her like that when something quite major, but still it's not a deal breaker. If you love someone, it's unconditional. He never loved her. He tossed her to one side. Remorse. He's completely heartless, you know. He's not a good person, put it like that.
Now, 41% of people, Sean, I mean, firstly, okay, Clive was in a relationship with this woman for 3-4 years, whatever it was. He only found out she couldn't have children after 2 years, and it wasn't because they accidentally stumbled across this information. She knew all along.
But just how she probably really loved him, and she was so terrified to tell him that she probably knew deep down he'd run off And that's exactly what he did. He ran off. So he didn't consider her feelings.
But Clive, you were quite angry with her for being dishonest.
Yeah. As I say, I'm a very honest person, and I expect the same from my partners and people I work with as well. I expect honesty in return. But she wasn't honest with me, was she? So, I mean, I didn't have any qualms about walking away from that relationship. I was, you know, and I think she was heartless. People accused me of being heartless, I think, by deceiving me for 3 years. That was heartless.
Like, you know, everything is material things with you, the good job, the car, and kids seemingly are the same. They're material things, and she provide you with them,
I make no excuses for wanting the better things in life. I know what I want from my life. What's wrong with that? I'm very clear
You're not very clear. You're very cocky and you're very pompous about that.
But, Sean, like I said to you, from our own survey of our own listeners, 41% of them would end a relationship in the exact same way that Clive did.
Yeah, I find that's harrowing, like, because if you truly in life...
But hang on. And to dump somebody after you get married is a different thing. This guy wasn't even married, okay? And is it not better that you end a relationship before you get married for whatever reason? Be it, you know, having doubts or whatever. Is it not better to end the relationship before you get married rather than after?
Absolutely, that it is courageable. But one thing about this particular subject is that, okay, if this lady, she couldn't have children, she told him, there's many alternatives. There's millions, thousands of children out there that would only love a good home, that would love a family to love them. So the adoption, you know, and that wasn't an option to him because, of course, he was being selfish like he sounds, completely selfish.
But is it so unrealistic or so unreasonable for somebody to have one of the things in their life that they want their own children? I always wanted my own children and I was fortunate enough to have my own children. I can't imagine what life would be like now if I hadn't had my own children.
Like, it really is a gift, like, to be able to produce children.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. So is it that unreasonable for him to say, I'm sorry, love, it's a deal breaker, you can't have kids, I'm off?
To me, I think love, if you love someone, that should overrule that. And you love that person, you took them for who they
are. Okay, but there you are, Clive. Love should overrule that. But your argument is that if she loves you, she'd have told you from the get-go that you couldn't have kids.
Absolutely, Adrian, absolutely. I think, listen, I mean, in theory, you know, in theory, love, this, that and the other. I mean, to me, that's all just, you know, that's just cock and bull, really. I don't believe that stuff, you know.
You don't believe in loving somebody?
In the reality of life, Adrian, the reality of life is that basically, you know, you get what you want from your life. You know, you go out, you seek what you want, and you get it. That's the way I operate in my life.
Okay, so let me just bring in one or two more calls. Deborah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, I just want to say to Clive here, he's nothing but an absolute arsehole. He's not a man at all. I mean, imagine he went and married this woman that he married, okay? And he's after having his two sons. What would happen if the wife gave him two daughters? Would he leave that wife and go out and shack up with someone else till he got sons? He's an absolute arsehole. I'm out driving around Dublin City today, and if I seen him, I think I'd drive over him. He's that bad.
Well, there you go, Clive. What about that first thing? If your wife hadn't had boys and had girls... I know it's a hypothetical question, but that would have been a deal breaker as well, would it?
Well, no, we would have kept.
Deal breaker.
Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question. Yes, you're obviously an imbecile. Let me answer your question.
Nobody can decide whether it's a boy.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to speak over you. You're obviously an imbecile.
I tell you, answer this question.
So I wouldn't have. I have two sons. If I had two.
Hang on, Clive, don't talk over her. Go on. Sorry, Deborah, go on.
You're a hypocrite and you can't answer. What would happen if you went in with your wife and the 20-week scan you found out was a boy or the 12-week scan? And you found out it was a girl, sorry, would you make her go and get rid of it? Because you know,
I had two boys.
Your wife is terrified of our life.
No, he's saying he had two boys, so it's a hypothetical issue. Deborah, let me, I have to wrap this up, but let me just ask you this. Is it unreasonable for 41% of our listeners to say that they would end a relationship if the person they were with couldn't have children?
Of course it is. I know plenty.
But if having a child is something that you strive for in your life, how is it unreasonable to say, I'm off, you can't have kids?
Come in, tell you something. I have two beautiful children, a boy and a girl, and a time lamp. So I'm blessed to have one of each. But I am in I'm married to my husband now 6 years, and we couldn't be any happier. But if he told me he couldn't have kids, so I love him.
Yeah, but again, Deborah, that is hypothetical and something that didn't happen to you. Look, I'm really sorry. I'm way out of time. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Deborah and Clive and all of you. Thank you very much indeed for your calls.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.